possible movement on U.S.-China trade talks. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Before we get to U.S. trade, the latest version of the Pacific trade deal went into effect over the weekend. It cuts tariffs on things like beef and wheat from Japan, Canada, and others, but not from the U.S. President Trump left the agreement, then called TPP, as one of his first acts in office. The name is now a mouthful. It's called the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. HSBC Bank says that for the six countries where the deal is in effect so far, 90% of tariffs were removed on Sunday. BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins me with details.
Trade in some types of goods is now tariff-free within those six countries. So we're talking Canada, Japan, Australia, Mexico, Singapore, and New Zealand. And the goods that are affected in the first wave of tariff reductions or eliminations include wine, wool, forestry products, and a few other things. And over time, the overwhelming majority of types of goods will be subject to tariff-free trade between the countries concerned.
And this deal has some American farmers concerned that they might be losing business. What are the biggest risks for them?
Well, it's certainly if you look at some important agricultural exports from the United States, wheat, beef, rice, they will now be facing more difficult competitive challenges because American farmers are going to be facing the same tariffs that they do face now, while they'll be trying to compete with Canadian, Japanese farmers who will have increasingly tariff-free access to important markets.
BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kimberly.
Those concerns for American farmers come as many are already struggling with the effects of the ongoing trade dispute with China. Additional tariff hikes are on hold for now, and President Trump tweeted over the weekend that a deal with China was, quote, moving along very well. Multiple rounds of tariffs and counter-tariffs have roiled markets at various points throughout the year, and trade is likely to remain a big issue in the global economy in 2019. For a look ahead and a look back, I'm joined by Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. And Julia, how did the markets perform overall this year?
The stock market looks like it's going to end down for the year, probably single digits for the S&P 500. Global stock markets fared a lot worse. So if you're looking at European markets or especially Chinese stock markets, you're talking about double-digit declines. For the Shanghai stock market, 25% declines.
It was a really tough year to make money in the markets, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a combination globally of a slower growth than people were anticipating at the start of the year. And the trade war certainly hasn't helped. The concern about the deglobalization and escalating tensions isn't a good environment for risk-taking.
So what does all of this year in volatility set us up for in 2019?
Well, we'll see. Has the market corrected enough? Are valuations fair in investors' minds? We always see lots of volatility around year-end because a lot of people go home and take vacations. Everybody's going to be back at their screens reevaluating the world by the end of this week. We will see what the consensus brings in terms of whether we've gone far enough, whether the world looks optimistic, or whether we think there's clouds gathering on the horizon.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
December 31st is coming up fast, and that means time is running out to support Marketplace and to make your gift go twice as far. Donate today at marketplace.org to invest in news you value and trust, and your contribution in any amount will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Thank you so much for your generosity.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Instagram is a haven for cute animal accounts, and it can be a moneymaker for their owners if their creatures become social media superstars. Krista Ripple has more on the business side of pet Instagram.
I'm in New York City's Javits Center, and Gabby Sansone and Amy Viano are waiting to see the celebrity of the hour.
Tuna!
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 We literally decided to come here because of Tuna.
Tuna the Chiweenie, half Chihuahua, half Dachshund, is best known by his Instagram handle, Tuna Melts My Heart. With a trademark overbite, his 2 million loyal fans will even watch Tuna Melts My Heart sleeping and snoring. Fans paid $75 to come to PetCon, a convention for pet influencers. The event is run by the Dog Agency, a talent management company for, yes, dogs, and any animal with a strong social media presence. Managing partner Lonnie Edwards helps broker deals between owners and advertisers. Pets promote products like pet food and vacuums. Owners get paid. Edwards says for an account with 50,000 followers...
So influencers at that level are getting around $1,000 a post.
That's before she takes her commission, of course, though she won't say how much that is. And for bigger accounts?
So there's a ton of variables, but on average, an influencer with millions of followers is in the $10,000 to $15,000 per post range.
And it's also important to work to keep those followers engaged, sharing, commenting, liking. Shane Jordan is the owner of the bulldog Izzy the Frenchie.
You want to make sure and stay on top of your engagement, because if not, then your post is not going to do well.
And a cute pet alone isn't enough to guarantee success. Adam Rivietz runs Hashtag Paid, a platform that connects influencers to paid partnerships. And by his analysis, there's another key ingredient.
The pet gets you intrigued in the post, but the human gets you to actually dig deeper and see what the post is all about.
So if you think your pet is the next social media star, don't forget. Take a selfie together. In New York, I'm Krista Ripple for Marketplace.
And in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.